Imagine just for one moment that we could fashion pathways for wildlife that would form a network across not just the whole of Norfolk, but all of England. A network that was far greater in length than our human road system. A complex geographical system of routes designed so well that many very different wildlife species could move along these corridors at different levels and with food and shelter provided at regular intervals. A system enabling bats to flit between woods following this network at height. Long-tailed tits and parties of small finches to flutter safely through cover metres off the ground. Hedgehogs to snuffle through nice dry leaves at ground level. Rabbits to bound through the shelter of briar and thicket, while butterflies, bees and a thousand other insects find both food and shelter on their fluttery, buzzy, but surprisingly lengthy journeys. Let's be ambitious and say we want a system 10 times the length of the human road system, and then add to the design brief that it must enable a huge range of species as different as tiny insects, mice, shrews, voles, birds of many kinds, rabbits, foxes, badgers, and even large herbivores like deer, all to find food and shelter as they travel. Shall we make this network? Great idea, I can hear you thinking. But what about the cost? Who's going to provide the land? Surely one system can't meet so many different and widely ranging needs. An impossible dream, of course. Well, here's one that let's be honest, 1,000 years of human history prepared earlier. Welcome to Hedgeland. Like most of us, I'm not always very good at seeing the things I walk past every day, and that's certainly true of hedges. Where I live in rural North Norfolk, they're so much part of the landscape that they've become, just part of the landscape. And that means it's far too easy to forget just how remarkable they are. On a Norfolk hedge ramble, I passed low, gappy hedges, some more gap than hedge, tall, overgrown, rambly hedges with wide, brambly margins, hedges sitting high on ferny banks, and others now so overgrown that they're more tree lines than hedge lines. Redwings, missel thrushes, blackbirds, and occasional fieldfares flew ahead of me, seeming to prefer the taller, more diverse hedges, doubtless attracted by a profusion of sweet, glistening purple blackberries and rich red hips and haws. Under the larger hedge oaks, my feet crunched on warm brown acorns, while overhead jays gave their raucous calls, with two flying ahead of me, pink-breasted, white-rumped, and each carrying an acorn in its beak. The one word that springs to mind to describe my short hedgerow ramble was profusion. A profusion of food in the form of seeds and berries. A profusion of life in the form of myriad insects, the soft autumn songs of robins, the high-pitched calls of long-tailed tits, and the many thrushes and blackbirds. Our landscape and our wildlife would be poorer without this extraordinary network of farmland, roadside, and garden hedges. The facts and figures are pretty remarkable and speak for themselves. Despite huge losses during decades of post-war agricultural improvement, we still today have more than 500,000 kilometres of farmland hedges in England, with more than 15,000 kilometres in Norfolk. We should, of course, have a lot more. It's estimated that in England, between 1946 and 1970, on average, 7,245 kilometres of hedgerow were grubbed up every year. This was especially bad in the east of England, with Norfolk losing 805 kilometres each year between 1946 and 1955, rising to an average of over 3,000 kilometres lost each year during the 1960s. Today, when so much of the agricultural landscape has become less favourable to wildlife, our hedges form vital pathways across Norfolk's beet and barley fields. Our hedges are hope for the future. Do we have the vision to look after and enhance this network for nature, filling in gaps by judicious planting and creating new hedges to add vital links where these are missing? The vision to encourage our farmers to create wide hedge margins and ensure these are wildflower rich by preventing spray drift, using the hedge flails sparingly, and letting berries and seeds ripen for hungry migrant birds rather than cutting too early in autumn. If we cherish and value our hedgerows, wildlife will make use of these quiet hedge highways to move along, enabling wildlife populations to shift, respond, and adapt to the new and changing climate conditions.